It can often be helpful to begin a period of practice with checking in the body, arriving here in the experience, the present moment experience, and particularly checking in to, is there relaxation in the body? Maybe scanning the body, checking in, face, head. Is there any tension there that can be softened and relaxed? Just seeing if there can be a relaxation of the head and face and neck and shoulders. Seeing if the arms and hands can soften and relax. The chest and upper back, all those muscles around the rib cage, can they release and soften a bit? Softening the muscles in the abdomen, the area of the abdomen. Across the stomach. Releasing, relaxing the lower back, the hips. And maybe the legs and feet can relax. This process of relaxation is helping us connect with the body. It's mindfulness of the body, aware of sensations, aware, and then supporting the movement, the direction towards relaxation, which supports the conditions for mindfulness to have a kind of an easeful connection with experience. So, as the body relaxes, it supports our mind to also be able to relax. And as the mind relaxes, is not caught in thoughts of past or future, of worries or concerns, it supports a simple availability of awareness in the present moment. And so relaxing the body, and maybe too the mind can relax. That's not something to think about so much. What does that mean? But just seeing if there can be a softening of any mental tension, any worries or concerns. Plans and agendas. And as Gil sometimes suggests, maybe a way into this is as if the brain were a muscle, maybe the brain can relax. Maybe too, there can also be a relaxation more deeply inside the body. Maybe the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. All of that inner relaxation really supports our ability, our availability to be here, to be present, to be aware. And with relaxation, with this, we have been kind of exploring awareness of body, mind through this perspective of relaxation. Now shifting instead to just being available to receive what is obvious in the body, what is obvious in experience. This is a very natural way that awareness works. Awareness, mindfulness does function naturally without our choosing what to be aware of. And so this exploration that I'm suggesting at this point is kind of a settling back and opening to what is awareness already naturally aware of. We don't have to look for it. We can just kind of settle back and see what comes to us. Often, that's body sensation, one of the most obvious areas of experience. And so perhaps aware of the physicality of the body, the uprightness, coolness or heat or pressure, vibration or tingling or pulsing. Direct awareness of body has those kind of qualities to it. We may think of awareness of body through body parts. Oh, I'm aware of my shoulder or my knee or my hand. And if that is what you are noticing, take a moment to potentially explore what is the actual experience that you're calling shoulder or hand. What are the sensations? And again, it's not so much a directing or looking, it's what sensations are already there. Those sensations are already being taken in by experience in order for us to overlay the idea of hand or shoulder. So what are those sensations that are already there? Again, encouraging relaxed mind, relaxed body to receive what's here. You also may be aware of sounds. Or feelings, moods, thoughts. We don't have to try to block any experience with some idea that some experiences are okay for mindfulness and others are not, or okay for meditation and others are not. We may approach meditation with the idea of certain things should be happening. And instead, what we're exploring here is what is happening? What is awareness knowing in this moment? Relax and receive. This receptive approach to mindfulness. Is sufficient. It's we don't need to do anything more than that. When we can be with experience in a very relaxed, allowing way and just aware, oh, this is what's happening now. We may kind of enter into a sense of a stream or flow of sensations. And shifting attention, aware for a while of the stream of body sensations, and then the attention may shift to sound, and then potentially to an emotion or mood. Just aware of this changing flow of what we call our human experience, what we often call ourselves. And seeing it as a flow, as a changing dynamic process. And at times, depending on what's happening or depending on individual differences in our minds. For some, it can be useful to settle or connect with a particular aspect of experience. Sometimes it can feel a bit chaotic or overwhelming to take in the broader range of experience. That can happen. If you're unfamiliar with this kind of broad receptive awareness. And so it's also fine to allow the attention to rest or settle with one particular area of experience, such as the breath or hearing, or maybe body sensations. Just letting the attention collect or gather with those sensations. That's fine too. And I would encourage, if that's helpful for you, to narrow the field of what mindfulness is connecting with, to continue to explore receiving that aspect of experience. And so if you're turning to the breath, for instance, rather than diving in to try to see all the detail of the breath, just settle back and see, how is the breath coming into experience? How's the breath coming to you? What's easy to know about the breath? Maybe it's just in and out. A breath in, received. A breath out, received. Maybe there's some sensations there in the nose or throat. That's enough. Receive what is easy to receive around experience. Relax. Receive. And open to the possibility of allowing experience to be as it is, receiving what is already here without judgment or holding on to or pushing away. And if there is holding on to or pushing away, that is also what's here. So these sensations and holding on is happening. Allowing that also. Relax. Receive and allow.